This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
George Herbert said, living well is the best revenge. And boy, has Donald Trump lived well. He is a triple threat. A success in business, a success in entertainment, and a success in politics. And I'm not talking about a little bit of success. Very few people get to the level of success in any career choice than Donald Trump has had in all three. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And now Trump is going for the repeat. He's going to re-up on his presidency. And the Democrats hate that. They're doing everything they can to stop this man. But as Sina Easton said, you can't stop a moving train when it's looking for its destination. Especially when it's the Trump train. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Strut, baby, put it out. I'll take it and no giving. Honey, don't stop a moving train. Anyway, you can Google the song. Put it on YouTube. But she said it. It's not me saying it. Try to stop a moving train. I haven't done it, but I think it's pretty tough. Anyway, Laura Ingraham asked Donald Trump about the revenge question that the Democrats keep posing. And here's the thing. The Democrats are stuck on revenge. What's Donald Trump going to do when he gets back in office? I mean, look at everything we've done to him. Holy cow, this man, he's going to be out for blood. And Trump has every legitimate reason to go after blood from the Democrats. Every legitimate reason. But when he was asked this question, he said it before. He says, I'm going to do revenge for one day. And that sent him panicking, because what could he do in a day? Oh, my goodness. If Donald Trump has the right advisors and he says, we're going to put the border back. I'm going to fire all these FBI people. We're going to launch these investigations. We're going to do this, that. Man, he could wreak havoc on the Democrats. And I think he should. I honestly do. If I can tell you right now, if I were Donald Trump, you would have a lot to worry about if you were a Democrat who targeted me. FISA court, attorneys, rogue judges, rogue DAs, AGs. And for the record, I don't even understand this. I'll be honest with you. Let me tell you why. With the money Donald Trump has, he and Elon Musk should get together and they should get an investigative team that does nothing but follow Letitia James, Fani Willis, and many others around. And we have a clip of this mayor who is a rogue mayor, black chick. She's under investigation by the FBI. I don't think we'll get to it today, but we'll talk about it soon. Black female leftist, I'm going to use my finger quotes, women, and I'm presuming they're female. These are the worst people to put in charge of anything. And they can get mad at me for saying it, but if you give me a Democrat black leftist woman, I will give you angry black woman that should not be in charge of anything. They think it's a license to steal. They can't deal with that power. It's you're handing a child, you know, I don't know, dynamite. And people can get mad at me all they want. I don't care. I stand by these statements. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have an outlier. You have somebody that actually does well with it. But it's rare because they have a chip on their shoulder. If you believe that you deserve something, you have a chip on your shoulder. If somebody comes up to you and says, Kevin, you know, blah, 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 this, that, and the other, I go, yeah, well, deal with it. I'm not going to apologize for any success I have. I'm not. I earned it. And that's what most men think. And I think that, quite frankly, I would love to see women graduate to that. That's the one area where men are definitely ahead of most women. We graduate. We're not sitting there going, please look at me and tell me how great I am. Please, please. Whatever. Do your job. When you go above and beyond, I'll give you the praise. I'll give you extraordinary. But if you're doing your job, sorry, I'm not going to praise you. Anyway, the comment that Trump gave to Laura Ingraham was profound, and I want you to hear it from him.
My revenge will be success.
What a comment, folks. Presidential, short, sweet. Scary words for the Democrats, and some of the scariest words they've heard, given all the fear-mongering that they've put out about Trump's second term. He's a dictator. He'll do this. He's already been there. What did he do before? What changed in your life that changed for the worse? They can't answer that. And here's the other thing. The true reason why that's a scary thought for the Democrats. They hate success. And ironically, success is the reason that Democrats targeted Trump in the coup of 2020 in the first place. Trump was too successful. Imagine going years with both of these parties going back and forth and neither one of them really wanting to get anything done. So one blames the other, blames the other, blames the other, blames the other. And every now and then a third party comes in and says, look, stop pointing the finger. And they go, shut up, little boy. And the third party disappears and then it's, and they go back and forth and nothing gets done. I've asked you many times, do you think that we could really look at health care and solve it to the satisfaction of the American citizens? Yes. Could we look at the border? Yes. Could we look at crime? Yes. Could we look at race relations? Yes. Could we look at this idea of women not being able to do this or that? Could we put all this stuff to bed so we could actually work on potholes, as an example? That's a legitimate thing. I get tired of my car running into potholes. I'm not here in Arizona, but I'm saying before. Can we work on legitimate stuff? Could we really look at education and start dissecting it? Could we solve the problem of education if we put great minds to it? You all know the answer. Of course we could. We could solve the drug problem. We could solve foreign policy issues, trade issues, all of it. If we sat down and just said we're going to solve the problem. The reason that the Democrats don't want to solve the problem is that is where the money is. There is no money in solutions. I mean, there's a little bit. If you say, let's keep the roads operational, take your issue. Let's take this issue and we're going to make it run smoothly. There's money in that. There's maintenance. You ever pay for a maintenance contract? It's a lot cheaper than something always breaking down. But if I can keep your car breaking down, for example, and getting you keep coming back to my mechanic shop, and you're stupid enough to keep bringing it back, what do you think I'm going to do? I'm not going to give you a maintenance contract. That's too easy. I don't make enough money. Anyway, we come back. We're going to play the rest of this clip because Trump is going to do something that's going to shock the Democrats to the core.
This is a Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about Trump's revenge plan and what he said about it, which is, my revenge plan is success, is to be successful. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. My revenge plan is to be successful. The revenge that we get on social media for limiting us is to be successful. We're asking for your help. I'm asking for 500 warriors to give us $20 of recurring income every month so we can make sure we keep the wheels on the wagon and are able to deliver what I think is some of the best insightful comment. I talked to a friend of mine the other day. She called me. She sent me a note saying, Kevin, I'm having trouble getting what's paying to get onto the warrior thing. And I said, okay, so we talked. And she says, do you remember when we met in Las Vegas? I said, yeah, I do, actually. It was at this bar. She goes, yeah, I did a speech and they rented a bar. It was a really cool little spot, which impossible to forget it. So in any case, we were talking about it. She says, I got to tell you, she goes, I was one of these people that listened to you and I would be like, you just made me mad. And you would say, go look it up. And I'd go look it up and I'd be like, he's right. And she goes, after doing that so many times, I started following you. And she goes, I'm a huge fan. I did that event in 2016. So this is 7 years ago. And she got contacted me and listens to the show. So I appreciate her. I'll even say her name. Her name is Janae. But we had a great conversation. She's an intellect. She's a former teacher. And we talked about a sign she brought to the event that was written, it was B-O-O-G-E-R. And I was like, what's up, Booger? And she says, it's Bouger. And so we joked because she says, Kevin, I expected if anybody were to get it, it would be you. That, you know, my name would be a black name, so it wouldn't be Booger. It would be me pronouncing it Bouger. We had a big laugh about it because it was so funny. And here, I speak French, and I didn't even translate it to Bouger. So anyway, I hope you will join us and be one of the warriors. And as Mademoiselle Bouger would tell you, I absolutely will give you a call and we'll talk. If you're one of the folks that's supporting me, you're worth my time. Only thing that interrupts it is family, friends, or, you know, some business thing that's more pressing. But other than that, you're number one. No, so you're number three. Okay, but that's a close number one. Let's get back to this Trump revenge plan. So Barack Obama accomplished nothing meaningful. And in fact, he divided the country on race, gender, sexuality, religion. And I don't need to recount all the economic failures of him and of a warmongering Nobel Peace Prize winning loser. But the damage was plentiful, right? And then Trump follows baby black Jesus, the man who Obama dared to save Carrier, and Trump obliged, making it look so easy that it caused a panic in Democratic circles. So from day one, Trump was winning. And as I told you, Democrats hate success. They invest in failure. That's where the money is. The money is in the failure and the cycle of failure. You want to keep it continuous. So look at their leader, Joe Biden. This man is a dismal failure. There is nothing about his career that would make you go, boy, he would be the best guy to be the commander in chief. He's a failed politician. He's a failed husband. He's a failed human being, to be honest with you. He is. And there's nothing about him that would make you go, boy, that's the guy I want to put in charge. But that's who the Democrats chose. That's the guy of everybody they could have picked. They chose him. He's a cash dispensing machine. The bigger the failure, the bigger the investment the Democrats make. They have ruined the education system. They've nearly bankrupted welfare and Social Security and the healthcare systems in this country. They reward criminals by defunding the police. And there is much more of their fiendish activities that prove that they hate success. Government has not had success until they elected Donald Trump. And Trump said, you know how do we get together? We will get together through success. I want to play the rest of that clip because I think it'll be illuminating how important what he said is and what are the next steps to challenge New York and the leftist nonsense that they've been spewing. And he's going to do stuff. I'm telling you, what he's going to do next is going to absolutely put a gaping hole through the heart of the Democrats.
You told Maria Bartiromo that you may campaign in the Bronx or at Madison Square Garden. When might that be happening?
Very soon. Look, we have 9 months yet, but I'm going to see about Madison Square Garden, and we're going to go to the South Bronx, and we're going to go to Queens and other areas, because if you look at what's happened in New York, I'm not even blaming the mayor. I think the mayor has sort of been told to take a back seat a little bit because they came after him violently. You know, they came after him like they're going to indict him when he started speaking up, and now he's become quiet.
You talk about poking the tiger. That's what they did. That's what Laura Ingraham got out of Trump. He's saying, I'm taking the fight to New York. I'm taking it to Letitia James. And by the way, he's appealing. He's already asking for, I think, some sort of an injunction about paying this money because they're charging him $87,000 a day in interest on this nonsensical ruling by Judge Ingeron, who that thing won't withstand anything. It's insane. But I love that Trump is saying, I'm going to take it to Alvin Bragg. I'm going to take it to Letitia James. I'm going to have people so mad at these folks and what we're trying to do in New York. I'm going to have them so mad. I'm going to show them that New York City is not blue. I'm going to show you it's red. And I'm going to show you the people that show up to my events are not anything close to what you say they are. We're going to get this done. That's scary for the Democrats. Queens, the Bronx, Brooklyn. I think those are the three locations he named. I'll take Manhattan. Man, Trump is throwing down the gauntlet. He's saying that this city is Trump country. By the way, it has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat. The thing that people are witnessing, black folks are witnessing, and I'm using black folks as the example, but minorities in general, they're witnessing what happens to you when the establishment says, we'll come after you. If you don't think they can translate that, you're sadly mistaken. Then you probably think black people can't figure out how to get an ID. Because we know it. And the reason why I can say it with certainty is because I'm talking to many of the constituents that are out there asking them, what's the reason? Why are you feeling this way? Talk to some young brothers. They're like, man, Trump. Why? Man, I see it. It is so eye-opening and it is so refreshing to me when these young blacks are saying these things. And you've seen it on video as well. It isn't just me. These are guys talking to a lot more people than I am. Now, we're going to start. But these are people talking to a lot more folks than I am. And they're all saying the same thing. We've seen enough. So Trump's revenge plan is letting the people speak, giving them back their voices, and getting into the political mainstream again.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. back on the moon. Unmanned robotic lunar lander Odysseus, launched by a private U.S. company, Intuitive Machines, landed on the moon's surface on Thursday. NASA paid IM $118 million to take six instruments for testing to the moon, ODI also carrying a part for a future moon telescope. If you're an AT&T customer, you had some problems on Thursday connecting to your network. Emergency services as well as texting and calling were out. AT&T says it was not a cyber attack. It was just due to a software update they did to expand their network. South Carolina's former Governor Nikki Haley says no matter the outcome of the primary on Saturday, she will not leave the presidential race. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm going to expound on this topic a bit for the Backstage Club members. You'll only have access to the deeper discussion here, but I do want to at least give you an idea of what I want to talk about in respect to Trump, the Biden family, leftism in general. And I titled this Government Playing God. Now, if you follow any type of religion, then you probably heard of Judgment Day. And that is the day when we meet our Maker. We always talk about meeting St. Pete at the Golden Gate. And then you having to rationalize why you deserve to enter into these pearly gates of heaven. And that may be an overdramatization of it, but you kind of get the meaning that there's going to be some sort of a, quote, come to Jesus meeting that says, here's why I deserve to go up versus down. If you believe in such a thing, and I do, I don't believe in it in the sense of the way it's been taught, like there's a heaven and there's this devil down there going, ooh, I'm going to poke you with pitchforks or whatever. I think hell is a lot different than what I grew up to believe it to be. And the reason why I tell you that is, if you're over 40 years old, you've probably experienced some version of hell in your own life. It might have been of your own creation, or it could be just what the circumstances life dealt you. If you're a believer, then you were prepared to deal with hell. And I think that's sort of the for me, the bigger picture is, if you believe in something bigger and greater than yourself, no matter what you're dealt, you're capable of dealing with it. And that is your ability to overcome hell and effectively make your own heaven. And it'll get too deep, and I don't want to pretend to know what God's purpose is, because as Jesus says, in my house there are many, in my dad father's house there are many rooms. In other words, he's saying you don't have any concept of how big and how grandiose what we have to offer, what the Lord has to offer. And I don't. And I don't want to pretend that I do. But again, we've got this idea of Judgment Day, the day you meet God and you have to rationalize your life. And when I was a kid, I remember thinking, this is like he's going to have all these books on me. You know, everything that I did when I was on earth and my fate will depend on that. He might have books. He's going to have my writings. He's going to have my videos. And that's what I pictured. God watching all my sins. It was scary. And I think there's a part of it where you go, God's watching. You know, the thought of it was daunting, that God knows all and he sees all. But what it hit me with when I was thinking about this concept was, we have an earthly God that we don't like. It's called government. Government knows all and sees all through the NSA the CIA, but mostly I'm going to use the NSA in this example. So I want you to imagine this. I want you to imagine the volumes of data that the NSA can have on you. The technological revolution of memory is what allowed the NSA to go on steroids. In the old days when memory was expensive and it came in these platens, and it was, we measured it in K, 64K, 128K. If you had 256K of memory, you had a lot of memory. God forbid you had a meg. Now, one picture is a meg. How much memory is in your phone? Does your phone have 256 meg? Maybe it's even got a terabyte. A terabyte of data was more than NASA had. And it's now on your phone. It's on practically every computer. We wouldn't even think to measure in megs anymore in terms of computer memory. It's insane. I have a thing that is the size of a credit card on my desk. I have three of them, in fact. One's 1 terabyte. The other is 2 terabyte. I have 2 1-terabyte and two terabyte. And I can put them in my pocket. Let me tell you, that amount of data, I would have had an entire building. I would have had a building complex. So now that we have all this data, NSA can gather anything it wants. It can tape your phone calls. It can tape your messages to your spouse, to your boyfriend, girlfriend, to your children, etc. Think of what Facebook amasses for you. Think about it. The history that Facebook keeps on you. It gives it to you in a timeline. It knows where you've been since you downloaded the app. It can tell you every single location where you've been. In conjunction with Google, it can tell you every single location. And it's logged, not some, but all of your searches. Articles you've read, articles you've written, comments you've made on articles and stuff that you've written. Think about that. It's got a massive amount of data. Everything I've written, as an example, is on Google. Every single article, every comment that I've ever made, my TV appearances, all of it is on Google. You could easily, with the right AI algorithm, you could gather that up and you could recreate me, I dare to say, better than I. But I don't know that you could get any better than this. But you could certainly create a facsimile of me that was pretty close. You'd know my positions on things. You could, you know, deduce certain things about me based on those comments. And then you could go further. Because then you could find out what are other people thinking about me. You could go farther back than I could. I don't remember 5 years, 10 years ago stuff. Honestly, you could go farther back. And to be honest with you, you could then create a better version of me. You could dress me better. You could have me speak better. I want you to understand where AI could go. And I'm not trying to make this an AI thing. I'm talking about this in terms of what they're capable of doing to somebody. Sophisticated AI models can rebuild you. All of this data is with the NSA, who could then make or break you. But see, unlike God, who's meant to bring you to judgment, is to make you live a righteous life, and then you come up and, you know, get into the heaven, and there's no rationalization like, God, I would did this, and I had three things good versus four, you know, two things bad, so my numbers get me into heaven. It's going to be something bigger than that. But the point being is that God is not trying to trick you. God isn't trying to, he's not making judgment over, you know, I'll pick the winners and the losers. You choose for yourself. The government picks the winners and it picks the losers. The government is malevolent. It is not benevolent. It wants you, it only wants capitulation. It wants what it wants in order for it to grow as an organism. So it brings me to Donald Trump and all the travails that he's going through right now. Trump doesn't deserve any of this. He only wants to do the right thing. But you contrast that with the Biden family and what they're doing to them, which is nothing. It's taken the Republicans to get this information. Let me ask you, I'll put it to you this way. Do you think the NSA knows what the Biden family's been doing? You think that there's somebody that's pulling the levers up there that doesn't understand what the Biden family is about? Let me ask you this. I get asked this question all the time. Kevin, who do you think it is behind the scenes? Oh, you mean who is that little earthly God? I don't know. Inasmuch as I don't know the big picture, the God with the capital G, I don't know him. I know he exists. He exists in my life. I do know this, that little God with the little G here on earth, NSA, whoever's running all this, whoever has access to that data, is playing God right here in America. I know that as much as I know there's a loving, living God with a capital G. There's somebody that gets to look at that data and says, I got all the dirt on Barack Obama I want. I got all the dirt on Joe Biden that I need. I'm the one taking a look at this dirt. Who is that God? Who is the one that says, let the Republicans fish around a little bit, and when I decide it's time for me to bring down the Bidens, I'll release a little bit of information. I'll whisper in somebody's ear. I think many of us know that person exists. Those people exist. Who are they? We talk about George Soros all the time. Is it Soros and a group of people? I don't know. Is it the Bilderbergs? Is it these group of people that get together in, you know, some strange locale, you know, somewhere in Switzerland in the Alps and go inside of a mountain and do this? I don't know. But I do know they exist. I figured that out. I figured there's somebody pulling the strings, because here's what I do know. I know Joe Biden couldn't get elected on his own. I know Joe Biden wouldn't be doing some of the things that he's doing. As crazy as he is, he's not stupid enough to do some of this stuff. I know a lot of the decisions that we scratch our heads over and go, why would Justice Thomas pass Obamacare? I know that's stupid. I know somebody pulled a lever somewhere. That's what I know. We're living with this little G God here on earth, and we're all trying to figure out who he is. The same way many of us want to understand this other God that we worship and who deserves our praise and our worship. The one who can make the little God, make him go away. I tell people, as much as we gotta fight, we also gotta remain prayerful, because our God is bigger than their God.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card, and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's true, government picks winners and losers. Look at what's going on in New York City. Kevin O'Leary sounded the alarm bell. He says, why would you go after Trump, who's a real estate developer? We estimate the value of something. We don't know what it is. The bank pushes back and says, here's what we think it is. You come to a compromise and that's it. In the case of Donald Trump, nobody got hurt. There is no plaintiff. It's Letitia James who's just automatically said, we got to get Trump. Here's what we're going to do. What do you do now when you set the precedence that if you overvalue something in a negotiation, we can put you in jail. We can take away your property. We can do it willy-nilly. Government picking winners and losers. We played a clip of a guy the other day, a black dude. He has a drug charge, non-violent drug charge. He gets 2 life sentences. Donald Trump says that's completely unfair and pardons him. What about the drug mule lady who ran drugs and was in prison for more time than murderers spend? Non-violent drug charge. Government picking winners and losers. And you know what the people have figured out? They're not picking the winners that we would expect them to pick. They're picking the rich, white, elitist winners. Case in point, the Biden crime family. They're now being questioned by the House. Would they be questioned by the House right now if we hadn't won the House? You know the answer. No. They would have swept this under the rug. The same way they're trying to sweep under the rug that Joe Biden is actually competent. They're telling you Joe Biden's not old. Who are you to say that? We're God. We tell you what to think. Like the other Bidens, Jim Biden has no skill set. He makes a living marketing his big brother. The entire family bet on Joe like he was a blue chip athlete. Joe had to make it to the pros for everybody else to win. And once Joe makes it to the pros and everybody gets to glean off of the glamour of Joe Biden, do you think Joe Biden could make it to the pros on his own, politically speaking, using that metaphor? Of course not. Joe Biden did it on his own as long as he could, and it took somebody telling Barack Obama, pick Joe Biden. We're all scratching our heads going, are you kidding? So he picked. Then Joe Biden does his crooked deals while he's vice president. You'd think that the powers that be, the gods, if you will, the little g gods on earth, didn't know that Joe Biden was doing his crooked deals. I mean, they were so obvious, Stevie Wonder could see them. Joe Biden, he's taking his crackhead son everywhere he goes on Air Force Two. Every time they come back, there's a crooked deal. Ukraine, Romania, France, Russia, China. And with all the information that you can gather on people, especially vetted at that level, do you think that the powers that be didn't know who these people were dealing with? This is a surprise. Joe Biden goes directly to Ukraine and says, I'm going to take my $1 billion if you don't get rid of what's going on with this prosecutor, and it happens, and nobody's the wiser. The gods who run this country and probably run the world, because if you're running America, you're running the world, they are picking the winners and the losers. You know who the American public is in this equation? If you're not paying attention, let me help you. We're the losers. We're the pawns in the chess game. Joe Biden's grift and Jim Biden's grift is well documented. Jim promised a rural hospital group called AmeriCorps that he could secure money from a foreign source if they just used him. Because what he would do is he would take the influence of his brother, Joe, get him a cushy deal, and that'll save it. So he sent his $200,000 or whatever amount of money it was to Joe, the big guy who got his cut, and now Jim's having to answer questions about it. Now understand that these people know this. This is the number one rule of dealing with the Biden family. You protect Joe. It's like that movie, Jerry Maguire, and Cuba Gooding Jr. is waiting on his contract, and the whole family's watching him play, and he makes the catch and he gets, you know, cartwheeled, and he's on the ground and he's laying there and everybody's holding their collective breath because he's the man, he's the breadwinner. If anything happens to him, game over. The Biden family runs the same way. So you got to protect Joe. And initially, Jim Biden claimed that he wasn't part of a deal that involved Hunter and his other business partners, which included the big guy. But then they talked about during his interview with the Republicans that he recanted. And you know what it took for him to recant it? Evidence. Investigators showed Jim Biden an agreement that he signed along with Hunter and the other business partners. And then Jim pulled the Joe Biden and he told legislators, you know what, I didn't remember signing that agreement. But I guess, yeah, I need to recant. You're right. I did sign that agreement. Who could blame him given all those LLCs? He couldn't remember what he put his signature on. So what deal did Jim selectively forget? Only the biggest deal that the Biden family cut. A proposed joint venture involving an entity known as Sinohawk and the Chinese Communist Party tied to the CEFC energy conglomerate. And the deal brought the Biden family millions, and I'm certain that some of that money ended up in the coffers of Jim Biden. Now the deal, I can get into the details of it, but 50% was supposed to go to Sinohawk and by way of Hudson West, and another 50% was going to go to Joe Biden's office mate, Gong Wen Dong, and 50% of it was going to be owned by what's called Oneida Holdings, which is what the Biden family was part of. It sounds like 150%, but it's not. There's 50 to go to Guanding, whatever, and then 50% to go to the Bidens, and that was Hunter, Jim Biden, Rob Walker, James Gellier, Tony Bobulinski. And Bobulinski said Joe Biden was the big guy that they allocated a piece of that for. Now, I don't need to take you through CEFC. It's China. It's Chinese spies. It's a whole deal. But here's the point of this particular part of it. This deal was, we know they got $4.8 million. And we can follow the paper trail, and some of that money is going to lead to Jim, a.k.a. James Biden. But that deal was meant to be huge, much bigger. They said this. Hunter Biden entered into a consulting contract with China's largest private energy company that initially earned him $10 million a year, quote, for introductions alone. This is according to leaked emails. And in an email chain from August of 2017, Biden discussed this deal with the former chairman of CEFC, Yi Jingming, saying Yi agreed to change the terms of Biden's three-year consulting contract with CEFC, which initially promised $10 million per year for introductions alone, to make it a more lasting and more lucrative contract. This is reported by the New York Post, authenticated by the Biden emails. So this new deal included a 50% stake in the holding company that was created by Yi rather than the $10 million in cash that had previously been negotiated. And all they wanted, folks, was introductions. Now, a YouGov poll says that 53% of Americans believe that Joe Biden took money in this transaction. And believe it or not, 44% of Democrats believe it. But Jim Biden, a.k.a. James, he's going to protect Big Bro at all costs. He's like, he didn't attend any meetings. He didn't do anything. No, he didn't go anywhere with me in any of this stuff. I'm not buying any of it, and I don't think either of you. They got to protect Joe. And let me tell you, if you don't think that the NSA knows every ounce of this, they also know from the binder that Donald Trump has done nothing wrong. I want you to ask yourself what would happen if this government stopped covering for the Bidens and told you the truth. It told the people the truth. And it said this. After years of targeting Donald Trump, we find he's done nothing wrong. They just said that. And oh, by the way, we have ample data to prove that Joe Biden is indeed the crook that everybody in this country knows him to be. 53% of you already know the game is up. This is likely voters. And 44% of Democrats in those likely voters say they believe it. This is where we are. Government playing God, picking winners and losers.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.